Initially, yes, it did take a long time. You see yourself getting all the way, and to sort of be sort of stumbling at the third week, it's disappointing to say the least.
You got off to a really good start in the task, but how did it then go so badly wrong?
I know, I know. Tell me about it. Well, I put myself forward as project manager. I just thought, this is the week that I was going to sort of make my attack and offensive, managed by the Third Reich in the first week, Mary Poppins second week. I wanted to use my own management style, and sort of see how well I could do. And these sort of tasks, these are the hardest tasks to manage, and I wanted to push myself and sort of challenge myself. Not only are we choosing products, we're making them, we're pitching them, and we're having to sell them. So it was interesting, but it did all go wrong at the manufacturing bit, and then on also when we were pitching.
You almost pitched too well at the beginning.
I know, we were so gun ho, we were so happy, like, yay, we got an order for, like, 1,000 bread rolls, woo. But that was to our demise, and to be 984 short is pretty embarrassing to say the least. But at least it wasn't 985. So, but also another take home message that we shouldn't have offered the compensation, which is fair enough, but I'm always about sort of professionalism and making out, that, I'm a person of my word, to be honest. And, I was disappointed that I couldn't fulfill it on that order.
When you watch it back, at one point you were miles ahead because the other team was so disorganised. You must just have despaired.
I was cringing. I thought, how did I lose this? It was too good to be true, and we were doing well. A couple of bad choices. I do think, we didn't manage to sell our bread, produce. We did have stock left over, and I think the other team did a good choice on selling the bagels. They were a good seller. You can sell them all throughout the day. Problem with bread is that it needs to be fresh, and early morning sales are pivotal in those situations.
Once you got that big order, though, why didn't you just crack on with making the stuff that you knew you'd already sold?
The thing is, with that big order, our margin of profit would have been only about 60 quid. And so I thought, instead of getting 60 quid from spending the whole night trying to do that, we might as well make as much muffins as possible, because we were making at least £1.50, nearly £2 profit on one muffin that we were selling for £2.50. So, it was my, and I don't regret that at all. And if you look at our figures, we effectively made a profit of over £800 without the compensation pay.
You didn't exactly get much support from the factory, did you?
Well, the thing is, because they were in the factory, Liz, Chris, and Sandeesh were in the factory, at the beginning part of the day, it was difficult for us to come in and sort of know where we had to sort of where we had to fit ourselves in. But Liz was doing a good job, but I do feel that maybe we didn't get off to the best of starts in that factory, and it did look a bit messy. But I always say this, it was an organized mess. Despite it looking messy, it was an organized mess. Didn't look pretty, but effectively, our sales came through, with an £800 profit.
What was it like in that boardroom?
Oh, it's scary. You are so fired up. You're pent up with aggression. You want to fight your corner. And, you'll do anything to try and survive. It was intimidating, but, I like to think that I gave a good account of myself, despite being project manager, losing and making, the mistake about the compensation. Something that I'll, take a lesson from, to be honest. But, no, definitely enjoyed it, if anything. I relish the challenge.
What does Sandeesh do?
Who's Sandeesh? Yeah, exactly. I mean, she looks good from far, far from good. I don't know what her contribution was in week one. Don't know about week two. Week three, she didn't do anything. We were already a man down We were like three men down by that point.
That was a conversation you had in the cab at one point, but which when you brought it up in the boardroom, Paloma denied having.
I don't know why Paloma denied that. You know, I got on really well with Paloma. Now, I suppose she was a bit annoyed that I brought her back in. But, you know, I brought her back in and, because I felt that she lacked the business savvy and she, you know, she was a bit detrimental on our pitches to the group. For her to lie like that, I was a bit shocked. I mean, it's no sweat off my back. It just makes her look bad.
Was Lord Sugar right to fire you?
I think he was, you know, looking back, he was right to fire me. I do feel that Sandish could have got fired too, and there was a strong case for that. And I do think it was quite a close call. But, you know, I fully expect, you know, as project manager, I fully expect and take the responsibility for accepting to be fired, to be honest.
Who do you think should go next?
Difficult to say because, you know, you don't know if the teams are going to move about. You don't know if Stuart Baggs has been quite quiet now the last couple of weeks, after his stormy entrance in the first week. Sandish, you never know if she becomes project manager and pulls it round. Difficult to say, but I think one of the troublemakers are probably, or one of the more aggressive people might get out. I mean, you want to look at Joanna or something like that.
Who's going to win?
Well, I've always said that, you know, I got on really well with Chris Bates and he's very intelligent, very smart chap. And, you know, he's got a game plan and he's been a bit quiet so far.
If a bit monotonous,
but I think he'll do well. Because, you know, essentially there's nothing mediocre about him.